Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I'm going to talk today about why men are choosing not to date. Now, obviously, we're not talking about every single man in America or on the planet or anything else, but it only takes a small to medium percentage of any group to influence the majority. And so when I say that right now, a lot of men are saying, hey, you know what? Yeah, we're not trying to date right now. Yeah, we look at the marketplace and we say, why in the hell would I participate in this system? You might say, well, what, are they just bitter? Are they hurt? Why are they choosing to go their own way? Why are guys, they're not exactly like me. This isn't just about me. In fact, I'm arguably kind of late to the game because I'm a younger guy. I'm not the first person to bring this up. But when I see, especially in the church is one of these places that's supposed to be set apart from the majority. It's supposed to be a smaller subsect of society, a place of refuge, an oasis from the desert. But when I see women especially who ride on a rooster roller coaster, they sleep with all these dudes, and then all of a sudden they say, hey, you know what? I suddenly want to be a Christian now. You know, all of a sudden, I found religion, and I am saved by the blood of the Lamb. I have been redeemed. And they come into church and whatnot. That's not inherently bad. Here's a problem. The problem is now they want to pretend like, oh, nothing, my past didn't happen at all, even though I'm not in my prime anymore, even though I'm damaged, I'm FUBAR, I'm effed up beyond all repair because my life's in shambles, because my relationships have been terrible. Now I want to find a good man who's not messed up, who hasn't been doing all these debaucherous, terrible things. All of a sudden, the guy who I wouldn't have even looked at twice 10 years ago, 5 years ago, now all of a sudden, I want that guy. That is why a lot of us dudes are saying, wait, hold on a second. Either we're young or we're older and we say, wait a minute. A lot of these women, they don't want to even give us a second look. But now when we have resources, now when we've built ourselves, all of a sudden, they think they're entitled to a guy like me. They think they're entitled to me. Not just that they think they have a shot with me. They think that they deserve a guy like me. They didn't deserve me when they were at their prime. But now that I'm at my prime, they want to get me on discount. They want to get you on discount. This is why a lot of men are walking away, because they say, wait a minute. They don't want us when we're in our, when they're in their prime, they don't want to have kids. They don't want to be the housewife. They don't want to do that role. But now, when they've gone out here, had their fun, tried to nail down Chad and Giga Chad and Tyrone and Giga Tyrone, they try to get that guy locked down, but when they can't get him locked down, they're like, well, I guess I can try to get that regular good guy who I've been holding the F off for the last 5 to 10 to 20 years. They then ask, where are all the good men? All I find are these sharks, these dudes out here who want to pump and dump me. What happened to all the nice guys? I'll tell you what's happening to those nice guys. They're listening to guys like me. They're listening to guys like Kevin Samuels, may he rest in peace. They listen to guys like Coach Greg Adams. They're listening to guys like Rollo Tomasi, Taylor the Fiend. They are watching these guys like myself on the internet or on this side of the argument, and they say, wait a minute. Now I'm catching on to how this works. Now I think I know why this is happening. I didn't know. I was gaslit, lied to, given an incomplete plan. But now I see what's going on. Now I'm going to act different, and I'm going to move in accordance. But then that makes you bad. Because now you've taken that proverbial bite from the knowledge of good and evil, and now you're the bad guy. Now all of a sudden, when you don't want to play the gump, when you don't want to play the stepdad, all of a sudden you're the bad guy now. you were a good man when you were being exploited and you were a good little boy and did what people told you. But now that you want to be a man and you want to have a backbone, now you're a bad guy. But the reason a lot of us guys, not just me, but most, a lot of men actually, are checking out of the dating marketplace is we're not getting anything from this. We're not actually winning by participating in this garbage. The best move we make is we say, you know what? We're not playing this game. Why would I play a game? Let's put it to you like this. Why would I play a pickup basketball game against LeBron James? Why would I do that? I have no chance of winning against LeBron. So why in the world would I even start playing? There's no point. Why in the world would I play, when I arm wrestle against Eddie Hall? Why would I do that? It doesn't make any sense, right? There are some games that the only way that you win is you just don't play that game. Because there's no way you can win. I'd rather play a game I might actually win. You know, like in the career world, where I might make money, I might gain respect, I might gain real life skills that'll make me a better man, make me a better human being. But for some reason, I'm a bad guy if I don't sign up to be a utility for somebody else. That makes me a bad person, apparently. And I think it was Schroeder's view of feminism that stated that women were both simultaneously victors and victims at the same time. And they got to pick and choose whether they wanted to be empowered or whether they wanted to be a victim. And my friends, a lot of us are catching on to this. A lot of men on the side of the internet, we're catching on to this garbage. And instead of getting mad, instead of yelling and kicking and screaming and being mad, we said, you know what? Being mad, that's not gonna change the laws. That's not gonna do anything. Instead of being, quote, bitter and hurt and whatnot, we're just gonna say, you know what? Go ahead. You want to mess up society with all this reading rainbow garbage? Go right ahead. You want to be a boss bitch and go out there and make your own money? Go right ahead. You want to go out here and act a complete fool out on the public stage and have zero logic to support what you do? Go right ahead. But we're going to sit over here. We're going to tend our own garden. And you're more than welcome to do all the buffoonery you want over there. But when it's over here, in our backyard, no. You ain't coming in our backyard and messing that up. We're gonna tend our garden. We're gonna plant our own stuff. We're gonna just do what we wanna do. We're gonna engage selectively. We're gonna live our lives. And you're gonna leave us alone because we don't wanna be involved in this garbage anymore. We don't have a majority in this democratic state to where we can actually get laws to change. No, we can't do that. So what we're gonna do, is we're just gonna do our own thing. And apparently that's an extreme reaction to some people. It's just saying, I'm going to walk away. Apparently that's extreme. And I say no. Well, my friends, I want to ask you, have you decided to go your own way? Or are you still trying to navigate the complexities of life and relationships and religion and all this stuff? Because it's hard. I get that. I don't try to tell you for one second that it's easy, because it isn't. Everybody has to have their own way of interpreting it and understanding the life that they're living. My friends, the one thing I would encourage you to do is just say, have the ability to say no. Have the ability to stand up for yourself and not just be a utility. Have the self-respect to stand up for yourself. Have the self-respect to say, you know what, I'm not going to tolerate this from people. I'm not going to let people just use me. I'm not going to let people tell me what to do or what to think. I'm not going to let this happen to me. I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to win. Whatever winning is to you, I'm going to work towards winning that life that I want for myself. Now, that's masculine. Being reactive and angry, I don't care whether it's your girlfriend cheating on you, getting fired from your job, being slandered on the internet. I don't care what it is. Don't react. Don't get emotional. Just walk away. Just collect yourself. Walk away. If you need to let off some emotion, go to the gym. Whether it's going to lift weights, going to a boxing gym, going to learn some hand-to-hand combat, which I'm actually going to do myself. My friends, we need to stop reacting as men, because emotions Emotional reactions is not masculine. We need to say, you know what? If we're done with dating, then we'll do our own thing. If we want to keep dating, God bless you. That's great. But we need to approach this in a way that's actually going to benefit us instead of just being convinced on the daily basis to just take a fat L. Just take the raw deal. No, I'm not just going to sit here and take the raw deal. And I don't want you to do that either. Why in the world would I work myself to the bone just to take a raw deal that doesn't benefit me whatsoever? Why would I do that? Why do people think it's a privilege to be exploited? I don't get it. I really don't. It's one thing to take pride in giving to other people. There's nothing wrong with that. It's another thing to be exploited. It's another thing to literally be like a gold vein that keeps getting tapped till there's nothing left. It's one thing to be a well that constantly gives water. It's another to be empty and have nothing left. And you find your entire sense of identity in what you give to other people all the time. How about what you give to yourself? How about what you actually do for other people, but then other people respect you and give something back to you? You're not just being used. My friends, this is why a lot of men are checked out of dating, because they say, you know what? This is what the dating market is. Women give me nothing except maybe some used punani, and I'm supposed to sit here and not only be grateful, but they think that I am benefiting from their presence and that they're like the best thing since sliced bread. And my answer is no. No, we're not going to do that. At least I'm not. You can do what you want. I'm not going to do it though. And if you do that, God bless you. I'm not going to think any less of you. I might think that you're weird, but you can do what you want. It's a free country and it's your life. But my friends, this is just a little insight as to why some of us act the way that we do. It's not because we hate anybody. It's because we say, hey, we love ourselves. We have self-respect. We're walking away. I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to do something dumb. I'm just going to walk away. And I'm going to choose what I want to do next. And that, to me, is very masculine. And when you see a woman who has been used up and she's not in her prime and she's on a decline and she comes into your church, she comes into your friend group, do not let people pressure you to take that raw deal. Don't do it. Do not do it. You will regret it and you will thank me. You will thank me later for warning you. My friends, take care of yourselves. I encourage you to question everything that you heard today. If you want to leave your comment, you're more than welcome to do it. My X page is at Sheep Get Sheared, same name as the podcast. You're more than welcome to hit me up over there. My friends, in the meantime, I encourage you to take care of yourselves and make sure that you do what's right for you and hopefully what's right for everybody else around you, because a lot of times you gain a lot from that. I'm out. Peace.